I think one of the other traditions that carries over even in our family now, but on Tuesdays was called cooked sausage day. So we made a number of different sausages, and they were prepared by cooking them in a large kettle. You know, they had to boil or in hot water. But anyway, that day, the whole day was making sausage and tasting different batches of sausage.
Liver sausage, head cheese, blood sausage,
krautwurst, potato sausage, all that stuff got made on Tuesday mornings.
That was all cooked sausage day.
So on Tuesdays in our family, for lunch, for our midday meal, we'd have pancakes or waffles or muffins, and to this day we'll eat pancakes as a meal, not as a breakfast thing, but as a meal. And people always go, well, that's weird, why would you do that? Well, it's because my dad was so sick of eating meat, you know, because he was testing all morning. So on Tuesdays he'd say, I don't want anything with meat, you know. So my mom would make pancakes for lunch, because,
or French toast, or
yeah,
whatever.
Yeah, he had had enough meat because he was tasting all morning, you know.
So your dad made sausage with somewhat of a recipe and then finished it off by taste?
Yes.
I always did that. You tasted everything.
The batches of sausage, it wasn't that you could take the seasoning and measure it by the ounce. He did everything by the handful. It's hard to duplicate. You know, people say, well, can't you duplicate it? Well, not exactly, because when we'd season it, he'd taste it. No, needs a little more of this, a little more of that. So it's hard to duplicate. He just knew how to do it.
So you had 100 pounds. That's 1, 2, 3, 4. There you go. That's your coriander, you know. So anyways, we're making brats today. So we've been making Dad's recipes, and so he's always there with us, you know, when we made ring bologna last year for the first time since Dad's gone.
Ooh.
We made it together, and
did it turn out?
Yeah.
Thankfully it did. Yeah.
I would say the other tradition in our meat market was for the neighbor kids. Because every Wednesday we made ring bologna every Wednesday, and it was right around 11:30. You know, as soon as the ring bologna came out of the kettle, then we would always slice one open, and we'd always have that. So all of the kids that were in the backyard that lived next door, Dad would call and say ring bologna's ready, and all the little kids would come to the back door, and they'd all get a slice of hot ring bologna. You know, so we had one salesman that always called, our Hillshire salesman always came on Wednesdays. He always made sure that his route was that he was there around 11:30, because he'd always get hot ring bologna.
And he'd call and he'd say, when's the ring bologna coming out? And we'd say, well, it's a little late today, it won't be till 11:30. You know, so then he'd say, fine, then I'm going to go to Hartford first, and then I'll come back to Slinger. So I get there by 11:30.
And Dick Milius, you know, he worked for us for a while in high school, too. And he talked about we'd go over to Cockemeyer's Bakery, and we'd get a fresh loaf of rye bread, you know, and then you'd have buttered rye bread with hot bologna on it, you know. And you just don't – I mean, we had – somebody the other night, Butch Held from Slinger, said, I just wish I could get a ring bologna from you guys yet. And, I mean, we're out of business since 1985, you know. But, you know, our customers don't forget, you know, those sausages that Dad made, all those homemade sausages and everything, you know. So
pretty much our life was living in that building and working in it. And when it was lunchtime, my dad would walk upstairs, we'd eat lunch, and he'd go right back down into business. While we were eating lunch, there was a bell upstairs. If someone came in the front door, you know, and he'd have to get up and walk downstairs and wait on them, and that was our life. We lived in that building.
And my mom was always close by, so if he needed her, he'd call up the steps, and sometimes she'd get so aggravated. She was trying to get cleaning done or doing something, and he'd get busy in the shop, and she'd have to come down and help him, you know, so... She was a right-hand person a lot of times, so.
What were the customers like?
Well, like I said earlier, the customers were people who lived in the local community. They were, for the most part, very loyal customers. You could set your clock by a lot of our customers. We knew who would get their orders on Saturdays. We knew who would come in on Wednesdays because they knew the bologna was fresh on Wednesdays, you know. So
Friday night.
Friday nights after.
Certain customers that came every Friday night. There was two ladies and her husbands that came from St. Lawrence, and their nickname was the St. Lawrence Gals. They missed one night, one Friday night, since the time we were in the meat market until we closed. And that was for some reason, but they came every Friday night, and they came to town. They went to the IGA. They went to Pulse's for fish. They came to the meat market, and that was just their routine every week, and they never missed it, you know. And
I think you guys talking about them calling in orders, people aren't used to that. Today you just walk in, and whatever's there, you buy, and if they don't have it, that's how it is. These customers used to call in orders on Monday or Tuesday and say, hey, we're going to be there on Friday. This is what we need. And you made sure you had it done and made, and they were able to pick it up. And a lot of the out-of-town crowd, too, they would come through town on Friday night going out to the lake, and they would pick up their meat for the weekend and whatever they were going to cook, and they picked it up. And then
we had
ordering it was different.
We had a number of people who were... They would call their orders in, and we would deliver the order to them. So
the kids, we had our bikes, and we'd deliver on our bikes.
So it would get wrapped up, put in a paper bag, and we'd put it on our bike and deliver it. So we'd have to...
And then we'd always get a candy bar, or we'd get a nickel or a quarter, you know, for... And they, you know, we were like their little kids, you know, because they'd see us every Saturday morning. We'd deliver there.
And we got to know our customers.
And we all said, you know, when we closed the meat market, what do you miss the most about the meat market? And maybe you're going to ask that. It's the customers, because they were good friends of yours, and you conversed with them every week, and those are, you miss those people after, because you were just used to seeing them all the time.